Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network right here in downtown San Francisco. What is going on? Sports Byline USA, the network that started Sports Talk and sharded it. This is back in the 80s. I said, let's just talk sports 24-7. I'm like, how about 1 hour a week just for video games? I've been doing this show a long time, more than 15 years. And it's the only hour a week where we get to get in. Also on SB Nation Radio. Big shout out to that storied franchise. And on Sirius XM, there we are on the Dan Patrick channel. So great to have you with us if you're listening on Sirius XM. The gist of it is, wherever you are listening, it is time to talk video games before we get back into the 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk on all these networks. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call, 1-800-878-7529, and some people sometimes think that I just talk sports video games. No. This is wide open video games, sports, whatever. We're here to talk, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm not a gamer. I'm like you. What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What's overhyped? Underhyped? What's worth our cash? We are in the golden age of video games, but that doesn't mean everything is great. A lot of people trying to cash in on that, trying to fool you. So you're my unpaid correspondent, and you tell me what's working for you and what's not. Can you not wait for a game to come out? Or do you have too many games? You have no games. I got Dr. No Rap. 1-800-878-PLAY overseas on The Voice on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us. If you are in our military, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead maybe. But whatever branch you're with, I'm on your side. Stay safe and come home soon. We are also streaming through sportsbyline.com. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that to win the game. I'll give away in a half hour. Also use that to ask for a cheat code, which I'll tell you at the end of the show. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. Also through SBNationLive.com, the SB Nation website. Some apps, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and Twitch. Yes, watch a guy talk about video games on Twitch and Twitch.tv to search for Sports Byline USA. I'll let you know what's new this week as well. We're going to do it right after break. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words. Buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Check out You Begotten, the Twitch app. Get in and get heard one way or the other. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. Let's just face it, you're ugly. You're really, really... No, I'm just kidding. 1-800-878-PLAY. What's the big news in the video game world? Well, the Call of Duty Modern Warfare beta has finally been set loose on PS4 for people who did not pre-order it, which would be me. And so it was a very exciting thing to get my hands on it. I did play the alpha a little bit, and that was 2-on-2, very limited. And that was just to whet, with an H, your appetite. The way they have it now, you can get to level 30. From what I've seen in the past with these betas, that will not carry over when the game starts again. Plus, we know with Call of Duty games, you have to prestige and such things and start over anyway. But this game is going to debut for everyone on October 25th for Windows PC, PS4, and Xbox One. So, 6-on-6 multiplayer battles, daytime maps. You have the Azir Cave, the Hackney Yard, the Grozna Raid. You can also play the Gunrunner mode. Infinity Ward started adding some 10v10 game maps on Grozna Raid as well. But playing mostly TDM and some domination. And then checking out HQ mode, which is where teams have to fight for control of one spot on the map, and that spot shifts around every couple of minutes. And you get to select which mode you want. Before, it was kind of just throwing you in. And the mini map is now available. It's a big deal because developers try to get rid of it in the name of realism. There's no mini map in real life. But players who are used to it, particularly really good players who look at it, I look at it now and then. You should look at it like a rearview mirror. People complain about it. And so it's back if you put up a UAV or if you have a personal radar quirk. It's a cool little compass at the top of your screen. It shows you the red dots, which really works a whole hell of a lot better than looking straight down at a map. It just is for me, because now you're thinking about like a pilot when you talk about 12 o'clock on a clock. You know, you're looking down. What you imagine in a plane, obviously, a fighter, is that there's a giant clock that's vertical, that's even with your wings. And so 12 o'clock is straight ahead of you, 12 o'clock high is up, 12 o'clock down, that sort of thing. So that's back. Infinity Ward is working on some bugs. The cruise missile has a little bit of a quirk, some spawning, some clipping, some smoke, some semtex or sticky grenades that don't explode when they are thrown. But in a couple of days, they're going to open it up, the beta, to PC players and Xbox One players as well. And they're going to get in some massive battles with ground war. And also cyber attack, where you have to retrieve an enemy electromagnetic pulse device, and then you have to put it near the enemy's data center. And then a night vision mode. And then also the devs are going to show a realism mode. But in cyber attack, two teams are going to spawn on opposite sides of the map, obviously, and then you put the EMP near the data center. If you plant the EMP, the opposing team has a chance to defuse it before it explodes. Players only have one life per round, but can be revived by a teammate. So the team wins the round whether the EMP device goes off the enemy base or if all the players are eliminated. And then five round wins the match. Usually it's, we say, halftime. The MP, by the way, has a built-in heartbeat monitor, which will help you spot your enemies for your team, and it can be swapped out for a weapon carried on your shoulder as well. But, I mean, planning and defusing EMP devices are pretty quick. They only last about 2 seconds to set it up. But reviving a player takes a little bit longer. If a player is left in a down state for a short period of time, then, of course, they're eliminated for the round. But the devs say that it may seem a lot like search and destroy, but cyber attack has some additional mechanics with spawn rotations. Now, with the night maps, the developers say that the multiple maps will have the multiplayer map as well. And I think about Battlefield 4, of course, different game, different company. This is under EA with DICE. And that first Zavod map, which we knew in many different variations of the game. But the Zavod map at night, and you had your MVGs, your night vision goggles. You had tanks and other vehicles, trucks with headlights. You had some laser beam tracers on bullets and things like that. It's very interesting, especially people who were going to throw a flare or something. So upon spawning into the night map, your MVGs will automatically activate. Now, you can take off the goggles, which is probably not the wisest move, but maybe sometimes you'll do that, and that would be if there's a bright light source. As I said, it can blind anyone wearing goggles, and this is why you might want to equip some flashbangs as well. You can also turn on a light switch, which is going to be like a little flashlight for you, but it'll also tell everybody, hey, here I am, fellas. as well, and laser sights. The visuals, maybe they don't look as good on the PS4 than it does on the PC, but it's pretty cool. You jump off a helicopter on a rope, you pull out your gun, cock it, and you just go straight into combat. It never breaks the immersion. The maps are really nice. Remember what they wanted to do? They wanted everything to look clean. They didn't want it to be as arcadey. Now, we'll see what happens with the emotes and with the little charms that can hang off a gun. We'll see about the skins, if there's pink, neon, zebra, gold, or sparkly disco ball diamonds. We'll see. They're trying to make it more realistic, because that's one thing Battlefield does, is they do not kid around with that stuff. They try to make it good. And with the sounds, too, because that's one thing about the Call of Duty games, is that while DICE was literally flying around the world getting the exact same recorded sound of an M1, an MG42, bazooka, everything, you know, that it sounds like broken glass or ripping paper if you get shot in Call of Duty multiplayer. It's like, you know, it's kind of like that, you know, or that's what always gives me the little broken glass. I don't really know if that sounded like a gun or not. A couple weeks ago when I got to fire a MP5 with a suppressor on it, and it was fun, full auto, but it still made a loud noise. So we'll see how realistic they want to be it or not. Also, there have been some issues apparently with some camping. That's something that Call of Duty, much to my chagrin at times, they always seem to take care of it as well. I mean, you can camp in so many games, and sometimes I do feel like it. It's like, I don't really care about the team. I'll be up here with a sniper rifle. It's rare, but I'll do it. Call of Duty with a sniper rifle, especially in a team deathmatch or kill confirm, something like that. You know, the only time you would use it is to quick scope, which I hate, by the way. I hate running down and a guy doesn't even aim at me. It's kind of funny when you see at the end of the round, too, especially on a map like a TDM, and it shows the bronze star and he gets his last kill. And it shows the sight maybe like 3 feet to the left of a guy he shoots, and then the guy gets hit because he has a scope on his gun. They're trying to cut down. They're trying to make it more realistic. When we come back, we'll talk about some of those weapons and other stuff and the hype that we got going on here. If you'd like to get in, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, 1-800-878-PLAY. Get in and get heard. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do, at 40 after, by asking you a very simple question. Can't you answer a simple question? We'll do that as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. You're ugly. Why did you say that? You're so ugly. I'm just playing. 1-800- Somebody will say, will get mad at me for that. Let's get in and let's get heard. Just a couple of recommendations on weapons if you get a chance to play the Call of Duty Modern Warfare beta. And it is packed with a lot of weapons that we'll be able to try out before the full release, which will come in about 40 days. In all, there are about 40 guns, 40, and 9 assault rifles, 6 submachine guns, 4 shotguns, 4 light machine guns, 3 scope rifles, 3 marksman rifles, as they're called, 5 handguns, and 4 launchers. But just to give you a little, let's just say, some advice about which are the best ones. The assault rifles, I'm going M4A1. Got to shoot one of those too, but it's one of the default classes, and it contains the FR-556. It's a certainly powerful rifle, and it can be unlocked prior to level 10. But here's the thing. The M4A1 packs the most punch. It was my favorite weapon in Battlefield 4, by the way, and it's versatile because it's compact enough and fast enough. You can use it on a run-and-gun mission, you can use it in close quarters, but it also has tremendous range. So you can use it like an assault rifle or an SMG at the same time. Because I'll tell you what, the AK-47 has tremendous recoil, so that's going to need some attachments. It's going to need a four-handle and things like that. And the M13 doesn't do enough damage for me. Now, for some machine guns, the MP5, as I said, I don't know if you ever got to shoot MP5. I finally got to recently, and not a huge fan, to tell you the truth. I thought I would like it a little bit more. But in the game, I really like it. Because under the, and it's even got the little hole for the flashlight, a little mag light in the front. But under level 10, you can only get the MP5 or the MP7. And the MP7, it's all about kicking like a donkey. Too much recoil, so you can't really use it in medium range. The MP5 is much better. Shotguns. I always like shotguns with a pistol grip or a combat grip, if you like. And at first glance, you might see the 725 and you say, boy, it's got better stats than the Model 680 in every category except damage, mobility, and control. But the major drawback for the 725 is that you can only put 2 shells in it. So the 680, good deal of damage, larger size for rounds, and it's worth having that than having maybe a little bit better range or accuracy. Which is that really important when you're using a shotgun? Accuracy? I mean, to a certain extent. When it comes to the pistols, there's really only one obvious choice, and that is the .50 GS. And you know, you think about a Deagle, a Desert Eagle, it looks a lot like it. But a 50 cal slug, can you hold on to it? You better use two hands. It's much more viable than the M18 and less damage, less range. But, of course, you know, you got a 9mm Beretta. You can control it a little bit better. But as far as semi-automatic pistols go, the 50 GS is the most powerful one, and that's the one I would use. By the way, speaking of going to a range, I got to fire a Glock 18 at full auto with basically the same rounds per minute as an MG42. And the guy told me, he goes, put both hands on it, lean down, and just take a little burst, because I don't care how strong you are. If you go full auto, your arm's going to raise up and you're going to hit the roof of the range. And the G18 full auto, whatever it was, 1,000 rounds per minute, 1,200 rounds per minute, had a big old like MP40 clip sticking out the bottom of it, 30 rounds. That was only invented just because they were bored. That doesn't have a lot of practical possibilities to it, unless you're super scared and you need a machine pistol like that at close range. When it comes to light machine guns, sniper rifles, the day one beta players don't have any choice because it's the M91 for your light machine gun and you have an AX50 for your sniper rifle. But when taking into account that last month's 2v2 gunplay alpha, which had a fair number of games available, there are some weapons that will find their way onto the list. And one of those I got that I thought was really good, of course, going bullpuck with the AUG. The AUG, SMG, and also, as I mentioned, the FR-556 AR assault rifle, which is not too bad to wear as well. Or to use, I should say. 1-800-878-PLAY. Another big news today, when you think about the release of Borderlands 3, it is launched worldwide, and there is a whole range of opinions on everything from its gameplay to its graphics. Everybody seems to have opinion on it, newbies and vets. And there are some things that need to be addressed. And one is the frame rate issue, which I think is a bizarre problem with a AAA title that has gone across many platforms. But some people say it runs fine. Some people say that it's so bad it makes it unplayable. So for playing on a PC that's 3 years old or less, don't see too much dropout. But console is an even weirder situation because on PS4 Pro and Xbox One, there is a choice between two modes, 1080p and 60 FPS. That's 60 frames per second. And then you can go 4K, 30 frames per second, resolution mode. Now, wouldn't you think 4K would be 60 and not 30? The good news is 30 frames per second looks amazing. When you hear it's half as good as 60, your eyes won't see it as half, even if you're an eagle. Both have had problems. Neither of them hit their frame targets. But there are some people who said what you want to do is use resolution mode. Do not try to go hog wild with the performance mode. And people who have the kind of things that can measure these type of situations, they have said on some of their games that they're in the low 20s on FPS. Something's wrong. There's loot and enemy scaling issues, and again, this seems to be something that's pretty inconsistent for some players as well. And, you know, getting a gear outside of your level of a boss fight or a vending machine purchase makes getting loot a lot harder. But it's supposed to be fair, and some people think guys and girls are getting an advantage. And then the clamber stickiness, introducing clamber, which is the animation that allows you to climb ledges when you're close to them. Maybe it's better than not having it, but clamber needs to feel to be made stickier. Like maybe half the time you start climbing up a wall when you don't want to. The map, A lot of issues with the map. The map will auto-snap to waypoints just when you're looking around. The dragging speed is very slow. The scroll speed is super slow. It rotates in confusing ways and will disorient you. The map always goes back to default zoom after you used it. There's no compass. The entire process of zooming in and out of the galaxy map to go to waypoints is very awkward. And then boss balancing. I don't think boss balancing maybe is that good. I mean, there's not a flat progression, as in all the bosses are around the same difficulty to your level. But, I mean, if two come to mind, namely Kilovolt, who is the boss of a random Moxie side quest and is probably one of the hardest fights in the game, despite being a mini boss. And you can beat your head against the wall trying to beat this thing with missiles. So another one is another vault monster. And to talk about it would to give out a spoiler, but the encounter is the opposite because his attacks are so easy to dodge, it's almost impossible to get killed by that thing. And yet, when you defeat it, he's a massive pile of EP. He has a massive pile of HP, so it just takes way, way too long. You might run out of ammo before you can even kill it. So, is this game unplayable? No, it's not unplayable. But does this game feel rushed? Obviously, it feels rushed. All right, when we come back from the break, we will give away a brand new game. Also, the release dates. I'll tell you what's new this week. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003. Thank
you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a game, and this is the first time I'll ever give away an iOS game.
So what is it, 99 cents?
No, it's a little bit more than that. So you can play it on your iPhone, and you can play it on your iPad or whatever works for you. It's called Sky, Children of the Light. Sky, colon, Children of the Light, and it is developed by That Game Company. They also publish it as well, rated 12 plus. My question is, does this sound like a game where you're flying up out into the sky, or does this sound like a cooking game? Just let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct winner wins. By the way, appreciate the emails from Chris in Utah. Appreciate the emails from Patrick, who is protecting our freedom and those of our allies in Okinawa. Really appreciate the emails, fellas. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Is this a game about flying around, or is it about cooking? Now, if you remember the game Journey, don't stop believing. Now, different. That's a band. But Journey, you fly through the clouds. I just gave it away. This beautiful world, and you make friends soar by you side by side, and there's clouds and light beams and ruins of a lost civilization. It's all very soft art and, you know, just beautiful musical score going on as well, and it's of course a touch screen, which means that you're not going to get perfect control, and it can mar some things as well. But there are interactions and also social engagement thing that makes this high through playing with your friends. It has a very high replay value to it, especially because of that. So how it is, as this is a sequel to Journey, but you are one of the children of the light, and you're born into a world of interconnected realms, which link beneath the same starry sky, and you must find ancestral spirits and return them to their rightful place up in the constellations. So you will run across and fly across meadows and slide down some sand dunes and do all sorts of things to try to bring your light to dark places. It's a very freeform and uncomplicated game style. The puzzles are very simple sometimes. There are lost spirits and stars that are frequently hidden, so you have to have a very good eye. But your life bar, your light bar, and the fight power are all encompassed in one shared statistic known as winged light. And the more you find the lost, the more that bar grows. And it's a very satisfying game as you progress and collect new wing segments and things like that, which might slow down the play a little bit. But seven realms, distinct visuals, a pastoral daylight prairie, as it's called, green fields, the hidden forest is raining, which will steal your light if you don't find cover as well. So this Sky expands on what Journey did, and maybe a greater sense of progression, more rewarding. But it almost feels like a the same sort of unpretentious game that somebody's like, what if we just fly around, and you don't try to make it too complicated. So this is also one of those games I think if you pick up, it would be liked by people who don't usually play video games. Seems like it would have that kind of cross. Anyway, Sky, Children of the Light, published and developed by that game company on the iOS. Is it a flying around in the sky game or a cooking game? We'll get to the new releases here in just a second. Billy Mitchell. Remember A Fistful of Quarters? The King of Kong, all that. Going to Ottumwa, Iowa. And Walter, what the hell was his name? I had him on my show. That's how long I've been doing this show. I can't believe I forgot his name. I should probably do this research before I go in. But Walter Day, I think it's Walter Day. And I talked about, boy, that Billy Mitchell with his, you know, mullet and his American tie and kind of a self-proclaimed ass. And I go, what's it like with deal with him? Remember, Walter's like, why don't you ask him? I'm like, okay. Well, why would I bring up Billy Mitchell? Well, after 12 years after taking that movie, he has threatened legal action against the sanctioning bodies who threw out all of his high scores last year at the Video Game Hall of Fame in Ottumwa, at the Two Galaxies, when they found out that two of his scores were illegitimate. And he sent it to Twin Galaxies. I said Two Galaxies. Twin Galaxies and the Guinness Book of World Records demanding that they retract their claims against Billy Mitchell and restore the scores to those leaderboards, which have been there since the 80s. Here's the thing. The Guinness Book of World Records uses Twin Galaxies as its source. So there was a three-month investigation last spring into the gameplay and the 2 million-point scores Mitchell claimed for Donkey Kong were not produced by original unmodified arcade hardware. So the implication of all this is finding that Mitchell used an emulator running the game to produce the scores, and emulators allow different control schemes, display setups, and that even the means to cheat or manipulate a score are there. Of the two scores that Twin Galaxies determined were not set on the original arcade hardware, one of them was a 1,047,200. That was shown at the very end of The King of Kong when Mitchell snatches back the record for, remember, Steve Wiebe. It was a videotape submission set in at the last moment. It's a great movie. You got to see it. One of the scores thrown out, although Twin Galaxies made no determination as its source platform, was a 1,062,800. That was set July 31st, 2010. And that was previously acknowledged as the first million-point game in Donkey Kong history. So the challenge to the authority of Mitchell's performance all began at the end of 2017 in the Donkey Kong forums. And they also maintain leaderboards for the game. So there was an analysis that pointed out several technical disparities from the footage shown on Mitchell's tape and how a natively rendered game performs frame by frame. So the allegation on the forums is that Mitchell used that emulated version, and then Twin Galaxies performed their own investigation last year. The letter to Twin Galaxies alleges that it defamed Mitchell both in its findings and later in its post. In banning Mitchell, Twin Galaxies also vacated records that were not in question. They banned Mitchell from any participation in their leaderboards. One of the records that was thrown out was the perfect score on a Pac-Man. Perfect score is by getting the most points available on all 255 levels. Because Mitchell's attorney said, well, by throwing that out, you implied he cheated on that too. So Guinness, and by the way, that book was started because in Ireland, people would argue in a pub, oh, this is the tallest man, this was the fattest man, this guy ate the most hot dogs. And so Guinness, the beer company, sponsored a book to stop all these arguments. If you didn't know that, that's how it was put in. But Guinness says the lawyer cited disqualification in his 2019 Gamers Edition compilation of records. And it said Mitchell submitted scores that were obtained while using the MAME. That is the emulator. So the letter also alleges that Twin Galaxies did not prove Billy Mitchell a fair opportunity to provide evidence to prove his innocence. The letter attached was a 156-page package of counterclaims. This is all online on Reddit if you want to check it out on the speedrunning community. But Mitchell's attorneys have given, and this just happened this weekend, Guinness and Twin Galaxies 2 weeks to issue a retraction, or they will resort to legal recourse, as they put it. It demanded Guinness conduct its own investigation. It said Guinness, quote, hiding behind its partnership with Twin Galaxies will be perceived as a refusal of this retraction, a quest. Request. I mean, geez. If you saw that documentary, it is total Billy Mitchell. He's still there. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's take a look at the upcoming games this week. And these are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. AI, the Silmonium Files, that's on the Switch, PC, and RPG. Sorry, PS4, it is an RPG. Destiny 2, Shadowkeep, Xbox One, PC, PS4, that's going to be a big one. One Punch Man, Road to Hero, this is a phone game. Real Fishing Road Trip on the Switch and PC. Devil's Hunt, PC only, action game. Bus Simulator, I'll pass. Xbox One, PS4, sim game. Lego Jurassic World, you knew it was coming. Here it is on the Switch. Session, which is a PC sports game, looking like a VHS, actually. Mabel and the Wood, this is DLC platformer for Xbox One. Puzzle Quest, The Legend, this is a puzzle game, which is going to be for the Switch. Mythgard is a phone game and PC. Devil May Cry 2 makes its way to the Switch, finally, kids. Sayonara Wild Hearts, Switch, iPhone, PS4. Police Stories, this is DLC, Switch and PC. Choo Choo Rocket Universe on the iPhone. Grid Autosport, this will be a Switch game. It's a racing game, obviously. Truck Driver, a sim on the PS4 and Xbox One. Patoon's Party on the Switch. And, one of the biggies here next Friday, The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening on the Switch. And this is going to be huge. And this is going to go ahead and coincide this week with a major release, the Nintendo Switch Lite, which is going to be $199. It is coming out September 20th. That's the date, $199. And you can get it in yellow, and you can get it in gray, and you can get it in bright blue as well. Now, what does this mean? There's no docking station. It's just pure handheld play, and it's a little bit smaller, but otherwise it's going to perform exactly the same. And I got to tell you, I feel like buying one. Anyway, the official name on the blue is turquoise, so yellow, gray, and turquoise. If I get one of these, I already have the Switch. Why would I need it? I can't take it. If I get one of these, I think I would go with the gray. Oh, the gray does look very lifeless. Not into the turquoise. The yellow actually looks kind of cool, but it's basically you start using that. It tells everybody, hey, look over here. If you want a little it's like ordering fajitas. I love fajitas, but you're going to get a lot of eyeballs on you, a lot of attention. I'm Rick Tittle. Well, come on back, and we will have the cheat code.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published.
Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. We come to the end of the show, and this is where I give out a code. And I like giving them out for older games just because, as I always say, these games still work to a lot of people. This is still their newest game. I say, Rick, these people need to get with it. Well, maybe so. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. This email, rick@sportsbyline.com, comes to me from Carrie. Carrie says, Rick, I need to unlock absolutely everything that I can on my PSP hockey game, NHL 06. Now, I believe that was called Gretzky NHL 06. Believe it or not, it was the only hockey game that year. But yeah, we're going back a long time. But this is how you unlock everything in Gretzky NHL 06 on the PlayStation Portable. Select Gretzky Challenge from the Features menu. Choose Unlockables, press Start, and then enter all caps CONHEOSL. Why that is, I don't know. It's not a word frontwards or backwards. I don't think it's an acronym either. But this is to unlock everything. Once again, select Gretzky Challenge from the Features menu, choose Unlockables, press Start, and enter CONHEOSL. And everything's unlocked. What do you think of that? That's right, I looked it up for you. I'm so cool. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. Next week we'll do it again. Back to the sports talk. Have fun playing video games, and I will see you next time. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.